You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Satirius Johnson. WNYC's Brian Lehrer Show is looking into the price of women's health care in conjunction with the group ClearHealthCosts.com and the WNYC data news team. Brian's show has unveiled a map of out-of-pocket prices for birth control pills at about 100 pharmacies in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And they're asking you for your help in gathering data on the cost of routine mammograms. Brian Lehrer joins us now with more details. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Satirius.
So tell us about the birth control map.
Well, first, by way of background, there's been all this reporting recently about how inconsistent healthcare costs are all across America, from doctor to doctor, hospital to hospital, whatever, often, apparently, with no rhyme or reason. So we decided to put this to the test locally for some common women's health items. And the first was the out-of-pocket price, that is, the price you would pay if you're uninsured for birth control pills.
And how exactly did you do it?
So the people at Clear Health Costs made a list of the most common types of birth control pills and compared prices at about 100 pharmacies in the tri-state area, all over New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And the awesome WNYC data news team mapped the findings. You can see the map on our show page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.
And did you find that prices varied a lot?
In fact, we did. Surprise, surprise. Two examples. For the pills known as Trisprintec 28, we found a range of $9 to $63 for 1 month of pills. Another one, Yaz 28, ranged from $61 to $112. So these prices are literally all over the map. And maybe the most eye-popping finding, for people with insurance, get this, for people with insurance, the copay is sometimes more than the out-of-pocket price for the uninsured.
Hmm.
How about that? So, folks, remember to ask that question before you buy.
Right. Okay. Now you're looking at the price of routine mammograms.
Yes. And for this, listeners, we're asking for your help. We're looking to find out how routine mammogram prices vary for people who are insured and how much variation there is in the rates that the insurance companies themselves pay. So here's how you can help. If you have had a routine screening mammogram this year, we would like you to get the explanation of benefits form that your insurance company mailed you and go look at this simple form that we've created to enter a few numbers from it on our page. That too is at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Remember, we're only looking for data on routine mammograms, routine screening mammograms. If you needed a second round or a closer look or a special kind because of a problem or a history or a suspicion about something, this is not for you. We are only looking to compare your prices and your insurance company's prices for routine mammograms, routine screening mammograms only, so we can compare apples to apples.
And you just started to collect data. I think you just started a couple days ago. Do you have any data from this yet?
We have some early results. About 200 people have already done this, so thank you to everybody who's helping us report this story. The results are already pretty tantalizing. I'm not going to name names of providers yet because we have to confirm a lot of this, but it looks like the out-of-pocket prices versus the insurance company's prices are often hundreds of dollars apart. So the uninsured seem to be subsidizing the insured. And different hospitals can charge the same insurance companies mammogram prices that are hundreds of dollars apart. If that continues to check out, then we'll do some reporting on why the same thing costs such different prices for similar customers. So stay tuned for that in the coming weeks. But for now, go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. If you're willing to add your numbers, just get the explanation of benefits statement from your insurance company for your last routine screening mammogram and check out our simple form.
And Brian, just to wrap things up, do you think this kind of data gathering could have policy implications?
Absolutely. We're entering the era of the Affordable Care Act, which is supposed to make care affordable. If they figure out that providers are charging patients or insurance companies many times what it costs to provide the service, regulators might take a look. It also suggests a debate about what uninsured people should be expected to pay when insurance companies representing groups of patients have the clout to negotiate rates that are so much less. And one other thing I want to mention about that, and really have to mention, the Affordable Care Act, affectionately known as Obamacare, makes birth control pills and mammograms free, with no copays or other cost sharing for women in most insurance plans. So make sure you check with your insurance company or your employer to make sure that that's actually available. It doesn't cover all plans, but for many of you, this is kicking in. That part of Obamacare has now officially taken effect, and you should be asking for that benefit if you're not already getting it.
WNYC's Brian Lehrer, thank you so much.
You bet.
And of course, you can hear the Brian Lehrer Show here on WNYC weekday mornings at 10.